Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 30th November 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we go on to learn another very beautiful bhajan. A bhajan which is not sung so often these days in Prashantrilam but which used to be sung in the early years. And this is a bhajan which is also sung in many Sai centers all over the globe. But somehow it is not so common in Prashantrilam and we thought it would be nice to revive this simple, sweet bhajan on Lord Krishna. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala.
Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Dinanatha Govinda Anatha Natha Gopala. Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radha Lola Govinda Rasavilola Gopala. Govinda Jaya Govinda Gopala Jaya Gopala.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, let's learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G sharp pancham.
Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. 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 Dinanatha Govinda Anatha Natha 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 Gopala. Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radha Lola Govinda Rasavilola 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 Gopala. Govinda Jaya Govinda Gopala Jaya 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 Gopala. Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Gopala.
So that is the short and sweet bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and his mellifluous voice gave us a lovely demonstration of how it flows. A very easy, simple bhajan. Anirudh was following Brother Srinivasulu as he was teaching us the lyrics and the tune. So let's now learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful and simple. So Anirudh, if you can tell us What are your thoughts on the technical makeup of this bhajan?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful sweet Namavali is based on rag Shankaravarnam, and it is a very peppy bhajan, happy and very simple tune to follow. Even for learning, it's very simple. The lyrics are so simple. It's all just the words. And even the kids can sing very easily this bhajan, like Balivka's group. It can be included as a Balivka's group bhajan. Never we did include a vintage bhajan in the Balivka's group bhajans. So this bhajan perfectly suits for it. And even in terms of a medium bhajan, or you can sing it in the Nagar Sankirtan, it has that power to make everybody clap and then join the bhajan. And Shankaravarnam, well, you might know the Arohana and Avarohana, it's all Shuddha notes.
Sari Gama Padhani Sari Dapa Magarisa.
And you have many similar bhajans in this flavor.
Ram Ram Bhajo Man Hare Hare, Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala Sai Ram, Shiva Shambho Hara Hara Shambho, Hari Hari Om Shiva Shankara Om, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Gopala Radhe Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala,
and so on. Many bhajans. If you see, just by listening to the similar bhajans, you would have made out that all bhajans are just, the notes are straightforward. There are not much of curves or decorations in the bhajan, because it's Shankaravarnam. It is used in such a way that the notes are very simple, straightforward, and everybody can follow and join the chorus for these bhajans.
Okay, so let's listen how the bhajan sounds when we sing it only as swaras.
Yes, so let's take the first line and do in swaras.
Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa Ni Dha Pa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa Ni Dha Pa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa. Dinanatha Govinda, Anatha Natha Gopala, Sari ga 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 magare, ni sari ri 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 garisa. Sari ga 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 magare, ni sari ri 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 garisa. Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa Ni Dha Pa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa Ni Dha Pa, Sa Sa Ni Sa Ri Sa. Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala, Ga Ga Pa 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 Dha Pa Ma, Ri Ma 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 Pa Ma Ga, Ga Ga Pa 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 Dha Pa Ma, Ri Ma 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 Pa Ma Ga. Govinda Jai Govinda, Gopala Jai Gopala, Ni Ri 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 Ga Ri Ga Ma Pa Ga Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Sa Sa, Ni Ri 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 Ga Ri Ga Ma Pa Ga Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Sa Sa.
You already mentioned so many bhajans which are in the same raga.
Yes.
In one of those ragas where you have plenty of bhajans and bhajans which are very easy to pick up, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's, as I mentioned before, it is Shankaravarnam has the straight notes, as we saw in this swaras. And also, whichever bhajan has the straight notes, it's more important that it reminds us to stand on those notes very carefully, and so that we don't go out of Shruti, or we don't go flat or sharp. Like
Govinda Jai Govinda.
So for more than 2 seconds you are standing on
Govinda Jai Re Re.
So doing that swara for this line helps us to understand that you have to stand on Re
Re.
It helps us to learn the bhajan in the proper way, because even once you know that root note is re, then I think when we practice, then we don't go wrong later if when we have to sing it, maybe in the faster tempo also. Govinda Jai Govinda Gopala, because the second speed will become much faster than what you imagine. It's more simple and everybody will want to clap and sing in that full enthusiasm. It means the bhajan has that captivating power. So,
and if someone is hearing the bhajan for the first time also, he or she can easily follow the bhajan.
Yes, absolutely. It's a very generic and that's what I was imagining, a Nagar Sangirtan session when we sing this bhajan, because that time you just walk and then clap with enthusiasm and then take it to much like a third speed. Actually, you'll be singing second speed.
Yes.
But the speed will be
much faster.
Much faster than what you wanted to sing.
Yeah. Wonderful. So let's do the beat also.
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count and we shall sing this bhajan with the help of Kanjira. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Dinanatha Govinda, Anatha Natha Gopala. Dinanatha Govinda, Anatha Natha Gopala. Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala. Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala. Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala. Govinda Jai Govinda, Gopala Jai 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 Gopala. Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So we are done now with the tune, with the raga. We have learned how to sing this bhajan. We know the lyrics of the bhajan. And it's time now to know how to sing this bhajan in a manner that it becomes a meditation. It becomes an offering. It elevates us. So let's take every line of this bhajan and contemplate on the beautiful significance of its every word.
Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala.
The first word, Radha. Bhagavan says the moment Radha is uttered, what should fill your mind is purest, highest, and the most sublime form of love for God. That is what is Radha. When we think of Hanuman, the first thought that comes to our mind is servitude. Someone who was unparalleled in serving Lord Rama. Similarly, when we think about Radha, the only thought that should fill our minds is pure love for the Lord. Once Bhagwan narrated a story about Radha and her faith in Krishna. It seems once the elders in Vrindavan who reveled in scandalizing Krishna set an ordeal for Radha to test her virtue. So what did they do? They gave her a mud pot with 100 holes and they asked her to bring water in that pot from the river Yamuna. And Radha was so filled with Krishna consciousness that she never even knew the condition of the pot. She didn't even notice. She was given the task and she happily went to Yamuna to get water, her thoughts completely on Krishna. She immersed the pot in the river and chanting the name of Krishna like she does every time, like her every second was spent, she carried the water and as she was uttering the name of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
every time she uttered Krishna, one hole in the pot got filled. It was covered. By the time she uttered the name of Krishna a few times, the pot was whole. It was complete. The water was safe and she came back home with the pot filled with water, and everyone was amazed with what the name of Krishna can do. Swami says that is the measure of our faith. Faith can affect even inanimate objects. That's why Bhagwan says, when you sing of Radha, don't imagine Radha to be a woman and don't think of Krishna as a man. Swami says, all of you can become Radha only if you know what Radha represents. Radha is the basis, Adhara. She is the Adhara which is worshipped, which is Aradh. And how is this worship done? As an ever-flowing stream, as a Dhara. She is the very basis of this world. Because without faith, there is no love. Our spiritual superstructure has faith as its foundation. So Radha is the Adhara which is worshipped, Aradh, as Dhara. And Swami says, this Dhara, this stream should incessantly flow from your tongue. The name of the Lord should always be ringing on your lips. And then Bhagwan gave a very beautiful analogy of the Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, and said, on the ocean of milk, on the Kshira Sagara, there is the peak of Mandara, the Mandara mountain. So what is this ocean of milk? It is the ocean of pure mind, pure, blemishless, simple and innocent mind. On the ocean of pure mind, Swami says, plant the faith, and the faith is this peak of Mandara mountain. Have this mountain of faith on the ocean of your pure mind, and then take this serpent. What is this serpent? It is the serpent of Ishvara Anugraham, the grace of God. Use this as the rope to churn the mind. So when we use the grace of God to churn our pure mind with the peak of faith, Swami says, you will acquire nectar. And what is this churning process? This churning process is meditation. It is discipline. It is dhyana and sadhana. The essence, the nectar is the essence of Vedas. That is the spiritual knowledge. That is the spiritual experience that can give us the experience of oneness with divinity. And Swami says Radha became what she became only because of this purity and this faith and the churning of our mind through the grace of the Lord. Whatever we receive is whatever we have created for ourselves. Swami says God is impartial. God does not punish you or reward you. Whatever Radha is, it is what she achieved through her purity, through her patience, through her perseverance. And Bhagwan actually goes on to tell an interesting story of a young student who was very nervous about an examination, and he went to a temple and prayed to God to make the questions easy for him. And in exchange, he promised a thanksgiving feast to the Lord, as if the Lord is hungry for days and is waiting for our feast. So that is what happened. He prayed and God really was kind, and he could answer all the questions in half the time. So now the guy thought, now that I've finished answering the question paper, let me take some additional answer sheets. And there he started making a list of all the items that are needed for him to make the thanksgiving feast to the Lord. So jaggery, rice, cardamom, ghee, etc. He made this list and he looked at this list and then he said, oh, I think there are too many items. I think I can cut down on some of these items. So he took another answer sheet and then he made a truncated list, and then he looked at it again and he thought, maybe, you know, God can manage even this one also. So there he was trying to make this flippant list of what he can give to the Lord, and the bell rang, the time was up. The supervisor came to collect the papers, and in the hurry of the moment he handed over the sheets where he had written this list of articles and brought the answer sheet back home. Obviously the man failed. Swami says, this is how we are. This is how we treat God. God is impartial. If you belittle Him, obviously our life will be reduced to a little figment of nothingness. Whatever we are is what we create for ourselves, and the biggest example of that is Radha. Faith is to always, F-A-I-T-H, fearlessly, always, I trust Him. It's because of this faith that Radha, even till this day, even though Krishna returned to His heavenly abode, whenever Krishna came down on earth, whenever Krishna consciousness descended on the planet, always Krishna remembered Radha. So that is one way to contemplate on this beautiful line, Radhe Govinda Jai Jai, Radhe Gopala, Govinda and Gopala, those beautiful words of Lord Krishna. Swami says Go means senses. So Govinda and Gopala refer to the one who is the master of our senses, who takes care of our senses. Victory to that kind of Lord, who is the master of our senses and who can be attained through faith and through love. So that is the first line. Let's move on to the next line.
Dinanatha Govinda, Anathanatha Gopala.
Dinanatha means the one who is the Lord of the Forlorn. A very beautiful incident happened in Kodaikanal, 1986. Swami had just returned from a drive around the Kodaikanal town. He had gone around the Kodai Lake, and then he called all the boys and said that there was a young boy near the boat club who was selling hats. And then Swami gave money to all the boys and said, all of you buy one hat each. And then there were more conditions. Swami said, don't bargain on the price. Just pay him whatever that boy asks for. And he added, that boy does not have parents and he has not had food since yesterday morning. So just give him whatever price he asks. And as Swami said this, one elderly devotee, without thinking much, he just said, Swami, but why do the boys need hats now? This summer is already over. And Swami immediately said, it does not matter. You don't need the hats, but that boy needs the money. And so all the boys went down to the lake, and when they saw this boy with his cart full of hats, they just rushed towards him. And this boy was actually surprised. He saw actually a band of boys, 16 to 18 boys, running towards him, and all of them were saying, we want to buy your hats, we want to buy your hats. And in fact, he was very surprised because no one had actually bought a single hat from him over the past 15 days. And the boys asked, so what is the price? And he said, actually, each hat is about 20-25 rupees, but you know, this is off season time and nobody's actually buying hats. It's okay, you can give me 15 rupees each. But all the boys said, no, we want to give you 25 rupees. And he said, really? He says, yes, we want to give you 25 rupees. And that boy was absolutely zapped. He was shocked. Why would someone want to give him more, much more than what he was asking? And he thought there is something funny happening there. These guys are really mad. And in fact, that is what happens when you are in touch with the Lord. You go mad. Because then money has very little place in one's life, isn't it? Love takes precedence. Everything is only viewed through the glasses of love. Everything is measured through love. Everything is dealt with love, through love. So all the boys bought the hats, and one of them just casually asked this boy, do you know Sai Baba? And immediately the boy's face lit up. He opened his small wallet and he drew out a small newspaper clipping of Swami, and he said, you know what? I pray to him every day. Every boy's heart became like sponge. You know, Swami is that indweller. He knows what is going on in every heart. Especially those who are forlorn, who have no one, Dina, Natha. And even as they were lost and so moved in what they were witnessing, suddenly from the corner of the road, they noticed a car approaching them. And it was Swami's car, and Before they realized what was happening, Bhagwan was there in front of them and Swami now rolled down the window, and interestingly, it started drizzling. And Swami looked at the boys and said, "Hey, wear the hats. It is good for the rain." And this happened because one of the boys said, "You know, what do we do with the hats? It's neither sunny nor is it raining." And that's when suddenly Bhagwan comes and says, "Wear the hats, good for rain." All the elements are in his hands. And to teach us a lesson, he will do anything. Just to teach us how to love, just to teach us how to lead a life of love. Be it rain or shine, if you always wear this hat of love on ourselves, we will always look handsome and we will always be filled with divine darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. The next word in this line is anathanatha. Again, a very beautiful incident that happened in Kodaikanal. Generally, when Bhagwan is in Kodaikanal in the months of April and May, Swami, on April 26th, which is the anniversary of the Traipandavan, the residence of Bhagwan's abode in Bangalore, on that day and on the Ishwarama day, which falls on May 6th, Swami would conduct Narayan Seva in Kodaikanal Ashram in Sai Shruti. And this Narayan Seva in Kodaikanal is a very special moment for all, because all the devotees would be fed personally by Bhagwan. All the people of that hill station would gather in Sai Shruti, and the boys who have the opportunity to travel with Bhagwan would have the chance to make all the arrangements, carry the food, arrange the plates and serve, even as Swami is there beside them and watching and supervising everything. So during one trip, this Narayan Seva was scheduled on a certain day, and that day the place was ready. All the boys had worked hard to make all the arrangements, and then after food was distributed, blankets were being given, and Swami personally went around distributing clothes to everyone. So Swami walked all the way up to the entrance and down the steep driveway distributing the clothes to everyone gathered there. And finally, when the Narayan Seva drew to a close and the boys also took prasadam, they were all now sitting inside Sai Shruti surrounding Bhagwan and just spending time with him. And suddenly Swami asked, "Were all the blankets given?" And the elderly devotees there went and inquired if everyone received blankets. And they came back to say that, "Yes, Swami, everyone who had come has received blankets." But still there was a pile of blankets in a corner. And now Swami again asked, and the senior student now, "Did everyone in Kodaikanal receive blankets?" And he also went out and did his own check and came back and he said, "Yes, Swami, we have distributed it to everyone." And then Swami didn't say anything. He just got up. But there was some anxiety on his face. He was sitting on the chair, and then everyone thought that probably Swami is tired, because in a whole morning he was distributing clothes. And Swami in fact said, "I am feeling thirsty." So one boy immediately offered Bhagwan a glass of water that was kept next to him. But Swami didn't accept that. He just brushed it aside and said, no, not this. And there was a very focused look on his face. And then Bhagwan just got up and he went into the kitchen. And everyone thought there is something happening. You know, something was amiss. Something has happened that perhaps Swami was not happy about, because there was not that smile on his face. Because everyone knows that when it comes to work, Bhagwan is a very hard taskmaster and he always wants perfection. So maybe something has gone wrong somewhere. And now Swami walked all the way up to the end of the kitchen and he talked to a senior devotee there who used to accompany Swami whenever Bhagwan went out. And then Swami called the driver of his car, and soon the car came and parked in front of Sai Shruti. And everyone thought, "Oh my God, what is happening? Where is Swami going? Suddenly he wants to go." The atmosphere inside Sai Shruti became very tense, and everyone now knew for sure that there is something that has gone wrong. And Swami came to the front and the driver opened the door, and Swami didn't say anything. He just got into the car and he left. And as always, there was a jeep that was escorting Bhagwan, which had a couple of policemen. So for 45-50 minutes, everyone in Sai Shruti had no clue what was happening. And when Bhagwan finally returned, usually students would rush to open the door and, you know, be greeted by Swami with that divine smile. But that day, it was different. No one came out to welcome Swami. They were all so scared. Even the elders were very tensed because Swami looked so serious. The way Bhagwan had left, it was not a very happy scene. But one teacher made bold, and as soon as Bhagwan's car came, he opened the car door with a lot of trepidation. But he was taken completely by surprise, because as Bhagwan came out of the car, there was this most beautiful smile on his lips, a smile that he had never seen in some time. And he didn't know how to react to that smile. Swami was so happy. Swami walked into the drawing room of Sai Shruti. The smile was beaming on his face, and everyone now was electrified because Swami was smiling. Everyone now wanted to be around Swami. They wanted to know what has happened. It's like the earth was back on its axis. Everyone was so delighted. Swami sat in the chair, and now no one was afraid. So they went near Bhagwan's chair, and now someone offered a glass of water to Swami, and Swami accepted it. He drank heartily from that, and Swami said, "Ah, now my thirst is quenched." No one understood why he did not accept the tumbler of water before, why he accepted now, and how his thirst is now quenched. Only later, when they found out what had happened, they realized that Swami was not happy earlier, because despite the complete distribution of food and blankets to all who had come, there were still a few piles of blankets, and there were so many people in Kodaikanal who had not received blankets. So Bhagwan had called the car, and he had personally gone to different corners of Kodaikanal and given blankets to all those poor people, elderly people, handicapped people who could not come to Sai Shruti to receive the blankets from his hands. And only when he had gone to every lane and by lane of that hill station and distributed the blankets to everyone and ensured that there is not even one blanket left, and everyone in that beautiful town was blessed by his love, only then he was satisfied. Only then his thirst was quenched. Later, Bhagwan said that the people who were in actual need of the blankets were not only those who came there, but also those who were unable to come. And he said, "So I had to go and give them the blankets in their place." The devotees probably would have kept the blankets to be distributed the next year, but for Swami, Narayan Seva means to not leave out anyone, because he is the Lord of everyone. He is the Anathanatha. There is no one who is an orphan, because the Lord is there for everyone. That is the beautiful Lord we worship, we sing to in this line, Dina Anatha Govinda Anathanatha Gopala. Let's move on to the third line.
Radha Lola Govinda, Rasavi Lola Gopala.
Again the word Radha comes, and also there is mention of Rasavi Lola, the beautiful sport of the Lord, the beautiful sport between Krishna and his dear devotees, the Gopalas and the Gopikas. There is a very beautiful story that Swami once narrated that happened in Mathura, in Vrindavan. There was once a Muslim ruler, a sultan, who ruled over Mathura. And during his reign, the emperor of Vijayanagara, which is in South India, he came there on a pilgrimage, and he stayed at Vrindavan for a few days to pay homage to Lord Krishna in the temple there. So the sultan learned that the emperor had come only to pay respects to the one who is there inside the temple, who is there in the shrine at Vrindavan. And so he thought that he too should have that spiritual experience, because if such a powerful emperor from Vijayanagara is coming all the way to pay respects to the one who is in the temple, he thought he must be someone really special. So late one night he went and he called out before the closed doors of the temple, and said, "Who is inside?" And then he heard a voice which said, "Govind Maharaj and Radha Rani." So when the Sultan heard this voice, now it was confirmed for him that there are indeed two people inside. Perhaps there is a super emperor and there is a super empress. So now he was yearning to see this distinguished couple. So he waited outside the door without food or drink for 3 full days. He was overcome with hunger and thirst, but he did not stir. He thought that if he leaves, who knows, that imperial couple may emerge at any moment and he might miss their darshan. So after 3 full days of his sadhana, waiting for the Lord, agonizing, pining for the Lord to see them, finally, on the 4th midnight, Govind Maharaj and Radharani emerge from the shrine. And then they sign the Sultan to follow them. Govind Maharaj and Radharani were magnificently dressed and they had elaborately bejeweled headgear, necklaces, bracelets and ornaments on the hands and feet. And as they moved on and reached the banks of Yamuna, there were thousands of Gopikas and Gopalas who had gathered to welcome Govind Maharaj and Radharani. And the Sultan was seeing all this scene. There was music and dance there in the bright moonlight. Everyone was shining with joy. There was so much of jubilation. There's so much pure bliss in the faces of these Gopikas and Gopalas. And the Sultan was lost in that bliss. And at 4 a.m. in the morning, he returned to the temple. And just before Govind Maharaj and Radharani went back into the shrine, they gave into the hands of the Sultan the bracelets, the kankanas that they were wearing. They told him to keep it safe. They told him to keep it as their gift. And before the Sultan realized anything, they just vanished into the idols. When it was dawn, the priest came there and he saw that the Sultan was standing there. And in fact, in the Sultan's hand were the bracelets of the Lord. So he thought probably the Sultan was trying to steal the jewels of Mother Radha and Krishna. But when he saw the locks of the temple, they were all intact. No one had broken into the temple. But still the Sultan had the bracelets of the Lord in his hands and the Sultan was in bliss. The Sultan said, "Govind Maharaj and Radharani, they have just gone in. I was with them at the Yamuna bank from midnight till the early hours of the morning. They gave me these gifts for safekeeping. I don't know why they have given me. I don't know why I am being blessed in this manner." If you pine for the Lord, if your faith is strong, the Lord will come and fill your heart with so much bliss that you will be left speechless. The Sultan had the opportunity to see the Rasa Krida, the beautiful sport of the Lord, and that's what we talk about in this line. Rasa Vilola Gopala, Radha Lola Gopala, the one who is the beloved of Radha. Once while describing Radha's bhakti, Swami told the students that Radha's life was union in separation and separation in union. Swami then asked, "Do you understand what this means?" And when students looked at him with blank faces, Swami said, "Radha was always in union with Krishna. That is why it was union in separation. But when she was serving Krishna, at that point in time, there was separation in union. She separated herself from Krishna only when she had to serve Krishna physically. Otherwise, she was always one with the Lord." That is the beauty of Radha Bhakti, which we hail and meditate upon in this line. Let's move on to the last line.
Govinda Jaya Govinda Gopala Jaya Gopala.
Victory to Govinda, victory to Gopala. We hail the Lord as the one who is the caretaker of all the souls, caretaker of all beings on the planet, and the master of all our faculties. Swami says there are so many ways you can worship the Lord. You can chant the name of the Lord. You can do Nama Sankirtana. You can do it through Bhava Nama Sankirtana, where you express your feelings to the Lord in multifarious ways, or you can do guna nama sankirtana, wherein you extol the virtues of the Lord, or you can do leela nama sankirtana, where you dwell on the divine sport of the Lord, or you can do nama nama sankirtana, where you just are lost in the beauty of the name of the Lord. And Swami says, in the bhava nama sankirtana, one type of bhava, one type of feeling is sweet emotion, madhura bhava. And Swami says, Radha epitomized this madhura bhava, because whatever she saw, whatever she heard, whatever she tasted, whatever she sought, whatever she gained was only this sweetness of the Lord at all times and at all places. And that is the reason why she became one with Krishna, whether she was waking state, dream state, deep sleep state. And that is what we should try to strive for in this line, in this bhajan, as we sing the name of the Lord, Govinda Gopal Jai. We should just fill ourselves with that joy, with that ecstasy of knowing Him, of loving Him, of living with Him. So that is some explanation of this beautiful bhajan, sweet, simple bhajan, which doesn't need much training. We can sing happily, effortlessly, and lose ourselves in its melody and beauty. So with that, let's move on to listening to this bhajan once again as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in Prashant Nilayam. And as you listen to this, dear listeners, just join in happily, merrily, and enjoy the bliss that this bhajan is suffused with.
Radhe Govinda, Jai Jai Radhe Gopala.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired
on the 30th November 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.